Well, my friendship with Harry Brougham just didn't end in the Abbey, because he used to visit my shop, sports shop in Talbot Street. And one afternoon, we were coming up to closing time of the shop, when Harry walked in, and I virtually froze, because I realised immediately that Harry had a lot of drink on him. And he was very mogulore in every sense of the word. But it got to a stage that he showed the side of drink, and I knew very well that he was playing in the Abbey that particular night. And I just, while he was talking away, I just whispered to my wife, "What are we going to do with Harry?" Because I said, he's in no condition to go on a stage and do the part he was playing. So anyway, I said to Harry, "Listen, would you like to come out for a meal? Because Anne and I are going for a meal." So sure enough, he says, "I would be delighted." And he used to spin out his words in such a way that you'd have no option but to follow whatever procedure he was going to adopt. So he duly came along, and I brought him up to the Palace Restaurant in Cathedral Street beside Tommy Moore's. A great place for people to go there at night, and it was a famous steakhouse. So we went downstairs and we got a table, but Harry kept talking away at the top of his voice. So Mrs. Steen, who owned the Palace Restaurant at the time, just said to me, "Isn't that Harry Brougham from the Abbey?" And I said, "Yes, and unfortunately, Mrs. Steen, he has some drink taken and I'm just giving a meal." So Harry got a steak. We eat very well. And I said to him, "Now, Harry, when we're finished here, I'll run you over to the Abbey." So when he was finished anyway, we brought him over to the Abbey. Now, I said to my wife, "Anne, look, I'd love to see him on stage in that condition," because he was still seen to be, had drink taken. So we waited and we went to the booking office, and of course there were tickets available, and we bought tickets. And Harry Brougham walked onto that stage as sober as a judge. And it's only then that I realised that I had seen an Oscar performance, because that man had no drink on him when he walked out on that stage. But what a performance he gave to fool me.
My second recitation is the reminiscence of an old actor as he looks back the years. "I'm sure you've often wondered why a man that's reached my age should spend his life just pottering round behind a dusty stage, doing odd jobs and fixing sets and tabs and drapes and lights and standing shivering in the wings on frosty wintry nights. I'm sure that oftentimes you say some comfort I should find and walk away and leave this house of memories behind. Aye, get away from all the fuss, from all the stress and strife. But 'tisn't easy, for you see, these memories are my life.